Well, would you look at that? Seems like someone's been up to no good. Especially if you've gotten caught by me. I'm not trying to say you're a horrible person. Nobody really is. Just perspective. And you, my dear, have just fallen into my trap. You see, you were a big shot villain. A boy at the top of the underworld. The underbelly of the world has a way of catching up to you, doesn't it? How fish eat bigger fish, it's eat or be eaten. And I'm afraid you're being devoured, as far as I'm concerned. No offense, but I'm a bigger fish. A much bigger fish than you. And it's somewhat exciting seeing that rebellious look on your face. Does it excite you? Finally tasting defeat? Or does it scare you? Your eyes, they tell me something, but your body certainly would tell me something else. Is that what you're asking for? Begging for your life by offering your body? Or is it just that you think you can turn things around before, well, before I remodel you? Before I make you more handsome? Well, I shouldn't say that. You're easy on the eyes already. I wouldn't want you to think that you're lacking in some way. Instead, I think it would be more prudent to say, this isn't about the looks, it's what's inside that counts, isn't it? And that's my favorite part, to make differences, to change ever so slightly. Haven't you noticed yet? No, please. Why don't you tell me when you finally notice it? You're looking around as if there's something outside of your perception that I could possibly use against you. And there's many things, really. But why would I bother when you're already mine? Deep down, you know it. You can feel it, can't you? That desire to be with me. That feeling, you see, it already happened. I've already changed you more than enough. Modeled you into a perfect you that's perfectly in love with me. Is it wrong, I wonder? Do you feel it's wrong? See, deep down, I don't think you understand it. Why, per se, but you feel it. And it feels so right, doesn't it? Just like how you'll make me feel. I'm not really a villain when it comes down to it. I'm more like a person, aren't I? A person who you're highly infatuated with. Maybe even before I made my alterations to you. Isn't it funny? The way you look at me so acquainted for someone who's supposed to be a complete stranger, right? You're cute in the way you're reacting. It's almost a pity that I had to make you into such a loving, such a wonderful companion. You see, I'm not like most of the villains, or what people call them. I don't have my eyes on getting so many concubines and other things. Vices are weakness, aren't they? Deep down, I think we all know that. But I want just one weakness. Surely I'm allotted at least that much, right? That somehow it's okay if I have just one to spoil and infatuate over. And it seems like you've understood it. The realization coming as your body heats up. Does my touch under your chin mean enough to make you heat it, I wonder? Does it make you feel something? No reason to hold back. What's done is done, and I'm afraid you couldn't think a moment without me. You've longed for this moment, haven't you? What a naughty boy. That's it. Sit on my lap. Enjoy yourself. Because there's no escape from your own desires. I'm not entrapping you now. This is a prison of the mind, but one that you would never want to escape. So what's the difference from paradise? You and I, we will get more acquainted, won't we? My hands on your thighs. It feels like they've always belonged there, doesn't it? And the way you're breathing is enough. But our compatibility, it just gets more and more. The more I... After all, I've personally made sure that every detail is flawless. The feelings, the anticipation, the pure unadulterated lust. Whatever life you had out there, as the villain everyone's talking about. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? None of that matters to you, because now, even if you wanted to, everything's different. Now you can feel that desire. Why don't you be a little honest with yourself and do exactly what comes natural? Shall I call you my angel now? Or perhaps my demon? My one little weakness I'm allowing. You see, you can be my weakness because I can trust you so fully no matter what it is. You would never betray me because you'd be betraying your own desires now. Isn't that just a beautiful little twisted, psychotic, and such a fun little ending or beginning to this story as you see it? It's the beauty that you could walk away from any moment with the slightest amount of desire that you'll never have to do so. But instead that you enjoy my touch. Does it make you upset that you're infatuated with me? That I've caused this tumbling snowball to end up an avalanche all around you? Your skin so supple, so perfect. But I think your eyes are what get me. Your body's smoking hot, of course, but more than that, the way you look at me with that slight hint of repugnance, with so much, almost sickeningly too much love that you don't want for me, do you? But you do, so deeply you do. We can continue to deny our feelings, or we can engage in what you really want. You want me to take you fully. You don't even care the reason why you feel that way. way anymore. I can see it. The chipping away of whatever resistance you can make up in your mind as to why you wouldn't want to be mine. It's just slowly fading away. And I love that. I get much more fascination in the fact that you'll be mine forever, as well as that way that you seem to revel in it yourself. Being a villain who's killed and plundered to get what you want, only to end up as mine, unequivocally. What a fitting end to someone so confident. A beginning, a new beginning. And a place where you couldn't be happier, even if you wanted to. In fact, it's impossible for you to be happier anywhere else. Because the endorphins don't lie. And your mind, well, it'd be a pity if it broke from just this. Does it send chills down your spine when I touch you here? When I grab that sweet ass just like this? When I hold you closer, so close that you know no one else would ever be able to be? The way that you're feeling, I can sense it, even without any other external stimuli. I feel that wonderful little horrible thought aching in your mind of how good it feels. Don't be ashamed of that. There's no reason to be. This is where you belong so much more than anywhere else. You see, this is your new everything. Your world surrounded in my arms. Your body twitching, begging for more. You think I couldn't feel that against my thigh? You are sitting on my lap after all. And so cutely at that. That combination of repugnance and agonizing intensity that you can't help but deny for your own sanity's sake. And still you grind against my thigh like your life depends on it. Still you find yourself so achingly entranced by every detail of everything I do to you. Every subtle note of every touch, every finger on every little space of your body. You're truly mine now. How does it feel to be reborn by your own desires? Who cares of how we got here? You feel it. The sensitivity going up. You feel the breath grazing against your balls. Your reactions tell enough of a story. Do mine. Shoving you against the wall while I'm the one who's on my knees now. Isn't it ironic? Even if I'm the one on my knees, you're the one at my mercy. You're the one begging. With every ounce and every facet and every little detail you could ever make up in your mind as to why or how you feel it. And I know you do. So revel in that fact and know your place just like I know mine. With a little more than a kiss, you can already feel it. The pleasure's building, isn't it? For from my breath alone tickling you, making your sensitive skin and even more sensitive body react, even if there's that slight tinge of wonder to it. That wondrous little feeling you can't deny, as much as it is fearful. I know you know just as well as I do. When I'm done with you, your mind might be reduced to a puddle of pleasure-seeking filth. And I think somewhere deep down in your darkest thoughts, that's what you want most of all, isn't it? Why don't I give you a kiss? Only one between these thighs. Oh. Look at how hard you are already. Don't come too quickly, or else said to come yet? Or is this your pathetic and last attempt at rebelling against me? I wonder. Or is it that you couldn't help yourself, honestly? What am I going to do with you, my little fallen angel? You look so cute like that, trembling and looking at my cock. The way that your eyes trail down, but you try and focus them on me. But the threat of pleasure, the threat of me using it on you, of us becoming one, is too much of a threat. Your instincts begging you to be aware of it. I know normally your eyes would be focused on mine, perhaps a little bit of a glare looking at me like that. But even then, I can't help it. Deep down, I see so much potential. It's almost a shame to break you right here and now. To make you feel and spoil you in such a way that might just make you well, we wouldn't want to spoil what happens, would we? You kiss me rather sweet for someone who was my mortal enemy mere hours ago. Or is it finally that you've understood there's no point in fighting what you really want yourself, is there? This is what you've craved every time you've thought about it, every time you've touched yourself, too. Now do me a favor and don't bite your tongue off on accident. I know. know. You can feel all of this. Every vein, every hot inch of my cock that you feel encroaching upon the depths of your insides, spreading you wide, wider than you've ever been spread anywhere or anyhow else. Oh, and what a perfectly tight ass you have. Beautiful and perfectly accommodating. I felt you twitch. Did I make you with my words or with my cock? That's it, Angel. You know how to take a dick, don't you? It's so deep in you now. Can you feel when I twitch? Can you feel how I'm fucking you like I wouldn't with anyone else? Your heart's racing, and mine is too. Now, we've become one. We've become one. Angel, that's it. My angel. However I want, you'll always be mine. Friction is hitting you in such a new and different way, isn't it? Angel. Oh, my angel. You've liberated me from this weakness and given way to the most lust I could ever manage. You take it so well. Angel, you must really want it. So deep inside, you want me to spray my cum to the deepest parts of your insides, don't you? And you want me to fuck you until you don't know anything else, don't you? Oh, yes. Like that. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. If I break the bed fucking you, it'll be worth it. For the satisfaction of your screams, of pleasure, of confusion, of anxiety, and of love, I will make you understand you're mine. Angel, you take it so well. Fuck, I'm going to come and soon you will too. I feel it, Angel, I feel it. Angel. Take it all. Take it all. hospital. Oh, you're so full, Angel. So full deep in this cute little tummy. Fuck, Angel. Hitches in your breath are so becoming of you, Angel, and so wonderful to watch and look at, take over and fawn over, and from now on, we'll have plenty of time to do that, won't we, Angel? That's it. Those shaky legs won't hold you right now, so it's only fair I do instead. That's right, Angel. You're mine now in every way, shape, and form. There's nothing that needs to be changed anymore. Now that everything, every little detail, is perfect in its own twisted way. That's it, Angel. Now we can bond, can't we? Angel. Ah.